What is going on, guys? It's Taylor.
And it's your boy, Dre.
Welcome back to another episode of This Is Your Idea, a podcast where two guys with numerous years of experience come together and talk, bring a topic to the table and play host each week. This week it's me, so I'm being host. My topic, which is, what makes a good boss? Dre, you and I have had been in the workforce for many a years. We've had many a boss.
Oh, you meant boss isn't a boss. You know, I thought you meant like video boss game boss.
Oh, I was you like, big goofball. I said, no.
He said, what makes a good boss? Like, we always talk about video games and shit. I'm like, okay, I got an idea for a good boss, you know.
I'm sure you can still implement that into the real world, you know, like the real world boss. I was
I was thinking revenge, plot. Okay, what makes a good
character
boss?
Character design, whatever.
It's really complicated. If I had to give you an exact answer, I think it would be different for it. Different situations, different company, different businesses, et cetera, et cetera.
Isn't there one overall arc of like what a good boss should be, like the base
thing? I don't think so. Because what a boss, because like I work the way I work, and I work very good the way I work. And when I have a person that's like breathing down my neck, I want to punch him in the face. I want to quit my job.
Well, that's not a good boss then. You don't want micromanaging then, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You don't want a micromanager.
Yeah, but I think that's just a me thing. I think some people do well under that environment. So I think...
Need their handheld, though, every single step of the way. Yeah.
Like I do think there's a lot of people. Like I can tell you now that I work independently and I work with people, like I
it
have...
Depends. It's okay. You can say it.
Yeah, I have some people at work, like they would call... Like I'm really good at tech. I'm really good at adapting to tech. I'm good at learning tech. So if you sent me like a new device... I'll figure it out, right? Give me like an hour, right? Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do this. This is how you do this. Some people aren't like that, right? So, like, I have to drive down to a place. There was a recently at my job, I had to hop in my car, drive like 45 minutes because someone couldn't figure out how to change the input on basically this device, right?
Yeah.
And so I figured it out, right? And messing around with it, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. You know, trace wires, blah, blah, blah. It's basic troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Like, well, his excuse was like, no, I've never seen this device before. It's like, and I was like, you know.
Yeah, the internet.
I've never seen a device before either, right? Like,
yeah.
I just did the basic troubleshootings and found a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing what I did was special about what you could have done, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, I work, like, hey, Dre, fix problem X. Okay. I find a solution. I do research, whatever. And that's how I work. So a boss with me, just like, hey, just let me know where you want me to be. I can be there.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. You don't have to be briefing about like I need to solve this by this. You need to did you try this? Like just let me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
And I'll go do it. The other coworker, on the other hand, he would need someone to be handheld through the whole thing. He would need to be like guided or have you tried this? Have you tried this? Okay. And he might even eventually be able to solve it. But that's just how he works. Like I don't wanna I couldn't build a car, right? Like if you step me through it, it's just not something I would do.
Yeah.
So for that my boss would need to like, okay, you need to do this for us to succeed. So I guess, okay, the answer I want to give is like a boss knows how to work with the individuals for success. He has a success plan, but understand that we're not all the same and that what Dre needs to help this team succeed is not what Brian needs to help this team succeed. Not that I'm shitting on Ian Brian, I know. It's just the first name I got.
Brian just crying.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm trying my hardest, man. I need a job, too.
Yeah. Pete, this is all about you, Pete.
Oh, God damn it, Pete.
Pete.
Nancy for Nichols.
Yeah.
That was Simpsons reference.
Yeah.
So I brought this up. Not to.
You got fired, huh?
No. not because I want to. Recently I saw something with a manager at my workplace. That really didn't do a great job, didn't do good, and end up resulting in bad things happening for the person, which is not cool at all. No.
When you say you said the manager?
Manager and his subordinate, like the employee. The employee had a situation, because I don't give things away or names or anything, but had a situation where they were told to do something, but they weren't given any guidance. He went through and asked for that and said, well, can I go back to doing my other job? I don't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And it just turned out in a bad way for them. So I'm like, well, okay, well, it turned out in a bad way for the gentleman in a bad, bad way. And I hate it and it sucks. But no, I didn't get fired. My boss is amazing. If you're watching, She has really given me like immense support, and over the years I've known her.
You hear what he says, like, off camera now?
Yeah, no, but I really—it's just like she's given me so much opportunity. I am literally here where I am today because of her in so many ways.
Okay,
from past jobs we worked together to current job.
Yeah, I mean, I've had several bosses. Like some bosses, I'm like, I could not correct men more. Like that's my dog. I'll ride or die. And other bosses, like, yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
I've had them both, so I have my spectrum. There's bosses. We've actually shared a boss.
We have.
And dude is late more. You know, I don't want to say
which one. The boss or his subordinate?
Okay. He was the main in a hierarchy of things. Homeboy was always late. You already know what I'm talking about. Like
the guy who was waist high.
No.
The tall guy.
The dude who's always late.
Yeah. Okay.
Always. I'm talking about like if you fire, someone got fired for attendance. If anyone in that company should have been fired for attendance.
I think that was the same guy who asked a coworker, our friend, who brought him in for a meeting and said, I need you to log into Facebook and play Farmville because I need more people and more things and more crops.
I didn't hear that.
I was told that. He said he was pulled in to a meeting. Where he says, I need you to start like on Facebook. Could you, because they were friends, right? He's like, could you start playing Farmville? Because Farmville was big. He asked him to start playing so he could add more crops or whatever the fuck it is, like on to this time.
I don't know that side. I know that dude was late more often than any. Even by comparison, it wasn't even comparable. Like he was late probably four times.
Before that guy was the manager, not the main boss, but the middle boss.
Yeah.
When Angel took off.
Whoa, I don't.
we've said her name in the past, okay. But nobody knows where he lived. Yeah, but because we were talking about her, but we were like something.
Yeah.
So after she took off and he took over, I remember he was still working as one of us, right? He just came in to another job.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but he came in one day, fucking hungover, drunk, like. Bad. Like he was on the floor. He was on the counter, like on the desk, like head down, like asleep, like
okay.
Answer any phone calls or anything. I was taking all the phone calls, and he was because he was can handle his fucking alcohol. But
it's amazing, and it's amazing how some people fall upwards. It's like meritocracy is a fucking lie. If you don't know that by now, falling upward
you
is very
you fail upwards importantly. Yeah. So I want to bring up, you mentioned something about like a boss knows certain things. And so I listened to a book because I didn't want to read because I know reading makes me go tired, me sleepy. But Reggie Fils-Aimé, who, you know, Nintendo, Reggie Fils-Aimé, who was a president of Nintendo.
Okay.
So he left there, but he was always, it came off as a good guy. He was also a salesperson, so that may be his persona. So he wrote a book called, Sim at the Game. He's called Disrupting the Game. Excuse me. So there's a quote in there. I really, really like it. I actually grabbed it and I snipped it and I saved it. I'll tell it to you. He talked about in the world there are three types of bosses.
Hmm.
The first boss is a coach. People who have done your work and can tell you how to do the job. Coaches talk to you. Now there are mentors. He said mentors help you. Help the nuance and suggest alternative approaches or ideas. Mentors talk with you. And then there are sponsors. Sponsors talk about you in a positive way, especially while you're not in the room. So there are coaches who have done your job and talk to you. Mm. Mentors talk with you about the job. And then sponsors talk about you.
Those don't seem to be mutually exclusive to me. That's why I'm trying to think. Like, because my last boss... I would say more in a sponsor role.
Did he talk you up? Like somebody who talks you up?
I put that person on on my recommendation, not recommendations, but the people they call references.
Because
they were a good talker, and they were well known in the company, and they were a good talker. So I put that person there.
And then the coaches are people who like, you know, someone who your coworker who got promoted, right? So like, and then they help you out, whatever.
Yeah,
they
understand the job,
and then like. For mentor, like I've had like my past job, like it was my past job shit. The first time I had my past job, I literally got an email saying, here's a Word document, an Excel document. I need you to run this 12-page report and then split up into pivot tables and everything. I'm like, what? And I've never done the first day of the job, and I'm like, oh yeah, here's instructions. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm not sure where you're telling me to go. Like, is there a network tribe to go to? So I had trouble at first. I figured it out eventually, but it took forever. But I went to go ask the other bosses, and like, hey, do you want to run this part? And they're like, no, I don't want to do anything. I'm like, well, and then the main boss was gone, so I couldn't ask her. So I'm like, I wasn't as horrible. And then it was more like everyone at that company literally was for themselves.
Yeah, I've been there. Fortunately, maybe it's an unfortunate, maybe it's fortunate. Yeah, because I've worked like 16 jobs in my life. Like, I'm not like saying like jokingly, like legit.
I've worked a lot.
I've worked at many companies. I've had many different managers, and
the
worst are the ones that like, hey, do this thing or complete task X tomorrow, and you're like, well, how? Like, was there any guidelines? And yeah, those are the absolutely worst bosses. And like, because if you don't, you may have gotten like some training, but they did not prepare you for what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fail at the thing they want you to do, they're upset because you can't do something you just don't know how.
Yeah. And the worst part about that, so I had to run the report that day, and the next day I had to present those numbers to the team on a global conference call. And I'm like, and then so it came to me, they're like, oh, hey, well, Taylor, are you ready for the numbers? I'm like, what?
It's like,
are you ready to present your numbers?
That is setting you up to fail. Like, that is.
And I'm like, I didn't know what I was supposed to present. I'm like, yeah, well, can you go through the report you ran, and then we'll go through the numbers. I'm like, I didn't know what I'm supposed to say. Like
failure, like the
definition of seven.
Like the
building blocks is saying someone to fail. Yeah.
Yeah. Like everything they do, like that is just setting you up for failure. Because one, you don't even know, like, first day at the job, you managed to do this report, right? You might not even, like, you may let's say, okay, A plus B equals C. Okay, I managed to figure that part out.
Yeah.
But you might not even understand what A is, what B is in relation to C. You just know A plus B equals C's.
And, like, I had to pull numbers from old reports. I'm like, okay, well, these numbers look bigger than these numbers, so I guess we're doing good there. And these numbers, like, this, whatever. Like, I didn't know, and no one, and she was gone for, like, the person who was to train me. We're gonna play the whole week.
I got hired at GameStop. It was Funko Land time. GameStop.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I got hired for a seasonal worker. The day I got hired, the lady who hired me quit. The day I got hired, we were there. She goes in the back room. Like, nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. You sitting here. Blah blah blah. They go in the back room. You know, I don't know what happens. She walks out. Never comes back. And I was like,
and so that was supposed to be your trainer and like your boss, or what?
The person who hired me. So I assume my trainer. But now it's gone, but I was fully hired. This was my first day of work. We went through all the rigmarole, but now she walked out the door and she never came back. So now it was the most awkward, because it's like, well, I didn't hire this guy. I didn't care if it wasn't my idea to hire him.
Yeah.
So she doesn't, I didn't even meet this dude until that day.
So you had to.
So it was like, hey, what do I do? Like, she probably didn't even know what the plan was for me. Or maybe she was just, I'm going to hire that guy that way. I can quit knowing they had extra support or help.
Yeah.
So, like, for the first, like, month, I was doing just basically peon tasks because, like, they didn't know what to do to me.
Scanning stuff and kind of putting things away?
Not even that. Just mostly cleaning up trash and, like, picking up stuff. And, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And, like, they never let me work registered. And, I mean, I was just basically helping people on the field. Like, the guy that stands like, oh, hey, you need any help with that? And he's like, oh, no, I'm good. And I was like, okay. And he walked back and he kind of walks up and he's like, hey, just make sure.
Yeah.
That's all I did for, like, I think the 4 months I was here, because they basically were just, didn't know what to do with me. And they let me go by the end of the season. It wasn't shocking. It was just like, this is lame.
For me, I would think being at GameStop or any type of store, except for Target Electronics, but that was multiple things we were selling. But if you're somewhere like GameStop, Electronic Boutique, whatever, like old school, whatever.
Also owned by GameStop now.
Yeah. But I would think that you would have to do like, mini reviews. If somebody asks you, like, is this game good? You'd have to know about the game and do like a mini review on the spot about the game, you know, like,
yeah,
or whatever.
I could have, at the time, I was like I'm still heavy into video games. So I, and it was like, it wasn't like now where there's like a million, like, there's like right now, console wise or where you can play your game wise. Do it PC, Steam Deck, you can play on phone, streaming services. Yeah. Then there's phone apps and games, PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, and then, like, what else? Like, the streaming service, like Amazon Luna, there used to be Stadia, Game Cloud, like, and then there's Switch Mini. Like, to me, the landscape's way more complicated. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was a
64, PS2,
64, PlayStation 2, and maybe I don't even know if Xbox was a thing.
Xbox was out. It was a
Or maybe it was Sega Saturn or maybe Sega Dreamcast, but that died so quick you didn't even need to bother learning it.
I remember I was at Target during PS2, so it was PS2 and
I gotta remember. It was like I'm saying, GameCube. It was very narrowed down, and like this was the time they still like released like. Gaming magazines that had reviews already, so you can kind of like go and they have like a score on the front page one, Smash Brothers whatever 85 out of 100, so you already know it's favorably reviewed. So someone asked you about it, like, oh, it's a game. It like has like the first blurb is like it's a game with a multiple characters like that fight together in our universe, blah 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 blah, 85 out of 100, and then like had the long article, like that's what reviews were back then. You don't have to read the whole review to get the like paywall's website, so you can like. Call of Duty, it's about this, 76 out of 100 people, like, so you can use. So it wasn't that hard. Like, it sounded hard. I think it's way harder then because the landscape is bad. Because not only do they sell games now, they sell, like, Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Freaking Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon, like, that's, and then they have, like, the mobile systems, like, they had the old stuff, like, game, like, boy games, so it's way.
I remember going to the GameStop, and I was looking at a game, and I was waiting there at the counter. And this guy came up and asked, hey, have you heard of Battlefield 1942? It was an online one. It was during the summer of games. It was that one, the online game on Xbox. I'm not sure if it was PlayStation as well. But and the guy's like, oh, well, let me check. I've never heard of that. Let me check. He saw when's it coming out. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I can't find it. And he's looking through all the stock and all the stuff. I'm like, it's online. You can buy it right now. And I was thinking about it. I'm quiet, though, right? I'm watching him go. He has his manager. The manager's like, oh, is that coming out yet? I don't know if it's coming out yet. And I'm like, hey, and well, it's online only. You buy it through Xbox Store, blah, blah, blah. And they, so, like, oh, yeah, just like, oh, thank you. I feel like it's a lot of times people get hired at places like that, and both boss and, I guess, subordinate get hired at places like that for discounts or monthly games or what have you.
Yeah.
But they only know about stuff. Yeah. And, I mean, it's
not even their job to know, unfortunately. It's like their job is to maintain, like, depending on what they got to try. Maintain the store and the finances and or just work the business as they don't need to know the video games. Like, that's why you get hired or people what they want is like a store where they just stand there and somebody's like, hey, I want X. Okay, here, I ring you up, bye. They don't actually, but when they people walk into a game store, they want to experience the game, right? Mm-hmm. They want to sit there and play the game that's on the system. They want to kind of scroll through them, like the game, like, oh, I remember this game. They're going to talk about it. And they want to ask you about it. And I feel like a lot of people want to have a conversation about their love of gaming, like, because it's such a culture back then. So that's, but they're not hired for that. Some of them are like that. They're lucky. Like, they can talk. Like, I remember one dude who was like, he was against something and he was trying to talk me out of buying. The dude was trying to talk me out of buying something because it was going to die soon. I was like, look, just give me the fucking game. Like, it's my thing. Leave me the fuck alone. I'll do it. But
I hate that shit. Yeah. Don't tell me to buy.
But I just like his passion. Like, he's passionate about it. So it was cool to see someone passion. It's just you're talking yourselves out of sale. Like, I want thing X. Mm-hmm. Leave me the fucking loan. Let me buy thing X, regardless how you feel, right?
So, speaking of passion, I went through and I found Indeed, which everyone uses to look for jobs.
God, you know, I still don't get it. I tried that and it doesn't work.
So I've actually got many interviews from Indeed and jobs as well. I went through.
I did one job through Indeed, but that's it. Yeah.
So I found they have bullet points here on what they say a good boss should be. Mm-hmm. So let me go through a couple of them. So one, you mentioned passion. So a boss should be passionate. I guess passionate about their job. In that case, they shouldn't just go there to be customer service, essentially. Because in my mind, I believe that what you're saying, like when you talk about like a job where you hire people to know what the product and you don't know. You're just customer service, because when they fuck up and they get the business customer gets mad, you get called out and you have to put it out fire. So
that's like the worst when you have a boss who doesn't understand the product.
Yeah.
So like something goes wrong and they think the product works a certain way. Like no, you're struggling to explain it to them, and then because there's like a barrier between you and the person who's having the problem.
Yeah.
You're like, they struggle to explain it to them, and then they explain it wrong. It's like, no, that's not what I said. Like, it's not working because, like, the carburetor needs to be replaced. Like, oh, you have a bad replacement, so you just need to get a carburetor. Like, no, that's not what I said. Like, You didn't say what I said. You're doing it wrong, and you don't understand the thing. Yeah, those are the worst spots. I'm sorry. Just yeah.
No, I got you.
You should at least have a base. Like, if you get a job, it doesn't even matter. I don't even think all jobs. I think you can like be trained to like video games. Not even like video. Like, do you be able to speak about video games? Like, yeah. You can get hired at GameStop. Know shit about video games, and someone can say, "Here's a report of the top games. Here's what you should know. Top systems. Here's what you should know. You're doing a sales. You should know." And you can just study that. You don't even have to like be into video games. But if someone asks you, "Hey, my kid wants a Christmas present. Oh, well, the top selling system right now is an Nintendo system because it's for families and they have these type of games." You can learn that, right?
Yeah.
So anyone, if you're a manager, you should be able to learn the fucking shit that you are talking about.
You're talking about, yeah.
At the bare minimum. That's the bare minimum.
Not just because of my service.
Yeah.
But also being consistent. I mean, I guess being consistent with your, I would think being consistent with your ruling across everybody. Like, I guess there's always playing favorites, and that goes to somewhat, but
this is why you always got to get in writing. What is it? Was it the CY cover?
Of your ass?
Yeah, CYA. You always got to get in writing, because I've had these too. Like, well, last week you told me to do this,
yeah,
and now you're yelling at me for doing this, and like you show them, like, this is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always play that. I'm working so many jobs now. I know boss says X, or the higher boss says Y. Or the boss says, do this, and make sure you get it in writing. That way,
yeah.
When it
it's
comes...
always either email or put ticket in or something, yeah. Like that, you know?
Always, always.
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 Cool-headed. Yep. Like, some bosses blow up super easily.
Dude, I almost punched Jeremy. Or, not to say names. I almost punched that dude in his face once. Like, you know, lucky he didn't yell at me, but he yelled
really?
At he didn't, like, he did get mad, but, yeah. Like, he yelled at one of our coworkers
uh-huh.
to the point they cried, and I was like, dude, I need to, like, I held it in, but yeah. I was, like, balling to my face, like, if you don't get out of her face, like, because it is not a job's boss. It is not a boss's job to break someone down until, like, they're emotionally upset. Like, you're not, at that point, you're a bully. And, like, that would drive you nuts.
Is it, I thought that, are you talking about Micro?
Smaller? Yeah.
That was his name anyway. That wasn't his name.
Okay, whatever. I don't remember.
Yeah, I
balled him. I was like, if he doesn't walk away right now.
I want to say that. Speaking of the boss we had together,
there's a line. Like you, yeah. Like you can bring someone in your office and be professional, or you can storm out and yell at them in front of everybody, like they're a child. No, that's not cool. That's not even.
He tried to do that shit to me once. So one time, the manager before she took off came running back. Cause I was in the second room. She came back, she's like, oh, you know. So-and-so's on the way back. You get ready. I'm like, ready for what? He's all about this ticket. I'm like, what about, okay, sounds good. He's like, did you come in? He's all.
Fucking military. Like,
and
yeah.
the fact that, like, this guy was so small that sitting down, he was tall as him. So, like, you know, sitting down, I was still like, yeah, anyway. So he comes back. He's like, this person is in San Diego. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, you told him to come in. I'm like, they said they worked here. Like, I don't know. It was a situation where they wanted to go somewhere. So we were in East Los Angeles, and they were in San Diego, and they wanted to help something. Like, but they said they were coming into the building. They were coming to the office. I said, well, when you get here, I'll help you out. And blah blah blah. And then he came back with this big old argument, and like, oh, what did you tell her that for? She's in San Diego. I'm like, yeah, but she's driving up. And I gave her all my responses back, like all my facts. And he just like, oh, okay, well, just oh, next time. I'm like, well, you don't do anything. Like, you don't listen to phone calls. You don't know what we're doing. You don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I were to tell you, can you help this person, not me? Would you be able to help him? You won't be able to help him. You all you want to do is you want, because you were literally a small man with small man syndrome. You want to come back. You want to act like a big man. You want to yell and make a big scene. Get everybody afraid of you. They may be afraid of you, but why would I have to be afraid of you? Because yes. I ain't doing anything wrong. Like, yeah. And that goes along with next one, being personable. Like,
yeah, I don't like being. If you like, I get it. You can be upset. Once you start yelling at me, I hate to like sound cliche, but my world goes black, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this person wants to fight. he didn't sit me down to like talk about work.
Yeah.
He wants to fight me, and it's like I get into fighting mode, and I have to hold it back. Like, okay, like if you want to get down, I don't mind throwing down. If I'm gonna lose this job to throw down, we can throw down. But don't get the fuck out of my face.
Make it worth it. Yeah, but no, yeah. He was just like, yeah, yeah, that's happened. That happened a couple of times, and he would get mad and storm off into somebody, and like because he wanted to, I guess, remind everybody that he was.
Yeah, that is not to me. That's so it makes me that like really makes my blood boil. I saw it, and I was like, ooh, like, anyway, moving on. I'm glad those days are far behind me. Yeah. I feel bad for anyone who has to suffer that dude, but that not that dude, but that kind of
treatment. Yeah.
It's not. If your job, if your boss ever yells at you to the point you're crying or you're just yelling at you in front of you, fucking quit that job. It's not worth it. Not worth the stress.
I mean, I guess the, looking back, there were so many negatives about the job we shared together.
I mean, like, it's one of those things where, so I feel bad for, because right now I'm in a great position in life. Like, I have money saved. I don't have that much money saved up. But if I lost my job, I could save up for a while and I could find a new job because of how high up am I am in the hierarchy of job. But I know when you, the job we had together, it was like I needed that job because if I didn't, I would go hungry. I didn't have money. I needed somewhere to live. So it was like I had to work it. So even though we were getting yelled at and like it wasn't like I could just walk away as much as I wanted to.
And the pay was different. And it was different.
Did you know? I'm not sure if you know.
I know how much you were getting paid. You told me how much you were getting paid, and it was less than I was.
It was the least. I asked everyone. It was the least there at all. I compared it to everyone at the company. I was making the very.
I think least. I went to that job with no degree. I still don't agree, but like I had like minimal IT, whatever. And like you actually. You put the time in.
I was
and
in did. College, so I was working towards a degree. I had, like, not only work experience, like, at least 8 years of work experience. And I'm, like, 22 at the time, maybe 21. Yeah. But I still had 8 years of work experience because I've been working nonstop to that. Like, ever since I was 16, I've been having either a part-time job or a full-time job.
Yeah.
But I had IT experience, work experience, plus I was getting a college education.
Yeah.
And then what drove me mad at that job is when I found out the people I was training making at least $3 an hour more to me.
That was me. Yeah, that was me. And I was like, at the time that was the highest I was ever getting paid.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought that was like, and he told me that I'm like, no way. I literally thought we'd all get paid the same. Like that's just like, you know,
no, that's what I thought.
Gets paid the same.
That's what I'm realizing. Yeah. Jobs don't give a fuck about it. They will, if it were legal, they would pay you as little as they literally could just to put you on a hook to come back, but not enough. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. That's when I realized, like, that this is that job. The good thing about that job is it really, like, transformed my perspective on job. I used to, like, ride or die for work. Like, I would call in. I would, like, not call in sick to work. I would, like, oh, I can't come to this event. I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can't do this. My job needs me. Yeah, I'm like, fuck that shit. Because I remember when it was snowing. I was in Washington when I worked there.
Yeah,
snowing, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not coming to work. It's snowing." And they called me upset, like, "Oh, you're afraid of a little snow?" I was like, "No, but I'm not trying to get stuck at work in a snowstorm. One of the worst places I want to be in a snowstorm. I'm just gonna stay home."
Yeah,
and then they're giving me shit about it, and I was like, "What? If I flew off the road and crashed, are you guys gonna throw a big funeral because Dre came in on a snowstorm?" No, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
if I crashed and died, if I got stuck at work in a blizzard. They don't give a shit. They're going to give me the whatever bare minimum they can legally give me, which they were giving me at that time anyway. And don't give me shit at that. I realized, like, I don't care about this job. This just job is not worth it. So any job that you hate or realize that your employee may pretend to care, but if you got shot tomorrow and died, they're just going to find a replacement. They're not going to be super heartbroken.
You're expendable.
Yeah, they're going to find a replacement for you. And depending on how much you do or don't make, finding a replacement is going to be easy. Like, if you're a CEO, obviously, it's not going to be so easy. But if you're just, like, one of the low workers, they don't care about you. They don't know your name. They don't know your birthday. They don't care if you miss family events, working extra 4 hours. They want to suck the soul out of you as much as they can without you complaining.
Because it makes their numbers look better. It makes their bonus bigger.
Yeah. You're basically pursuing someone else's dream at your expense. That's what I realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our
thinking about bosses.
Uplifting little talk about bosses.
Profession.
Makes you a boss.
But I was going to ask before we moved on. Do you have any? If you had to, because we know as a whole, you know, right? We talk about people CEOs. Which CEOs do you think make good bosses? Can you talk about Regis?
Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Yeah. Do you think there are any other bosses outside of him that you think again, we only know what we see from on the surface.
Yeah.
Because I think Elon Musk is probably a fucking terrible boss. Everything I can tell about that dude,
yeah,
he probably sucks as a boss. I imagine...
Well, in our world, like our tech and gaming world, right? Like, yeah. And I would say, like, I've always... So before Phil Spencer took over the head of Xbox, like, I saw him talk about on E3. He was talking about the performance. And the head of Xbox at the time, I forgot his name, but did a horrible job of talking. Like, he wasn't personable at all. He wasn't, like, as a consumer, didn't really want to make me buy his product. When Phil Spencer came on the show that I was watching, talking about the product, he was passionate. He'd worked there since, like, from the very beginning, like, way back when. He worked his way up. He knew the product from and backwards. And he loved games and the gaming and everything I did. So I'm like, okay, well, that guy actually... Well, why isn't that guy head of Xbox? Like, and then he ended up being head of Xbox.
Okay,
but
yeah, that's good. So him...
But he seems like he's a genuine, good guy. Like, a fun boss to work with.
This is one woman. She works for... I don't know what her name is, but she's famous because she works for Elon Musk.
Oh, who's always anti what he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, she...
I think she's the PR person.
Yeah. She does a great job because Elon Musk is like the biggest idiot. It's like the stupidest shit always. And she has to, like, I imagine that woman has, like, growing gray hairs out of her mind. Like, holy shit.
I bought my coworker who is above me. A firefighter helmet for Christmas, like a toy one. Yeah. Well, here you go. It was for all the fires you had to put out throughout the year that aren't yours, but you had to put out your fires.
Yeah.
Use your helmet.
That woman probably just sits around, like, eating dinner, and all of a sudden her phone starts ringing, like, oh my God, what the fuck did Elon say now? She's like reading, like, oh, what? Like, why would you make a comment about like, dude, put your computer, like, I imagine that woman is, like, probably, she, like, if you listen to her, like, man, It's funny listening to her, in fact, because she will say something, and it is antithetical to what Elon Musk said the day before. It's like, oh, no, we want advertisers, our company's growing. And it's like, yeah, fuck advertisers, don't go back. And it's like, dude. Like,
yeah, he wants to, yeah, but it's just, I don't know.
I imagine that dude's one of the worst bosses. I imagine Steve Jobs was a great boss. He exudes... What it seems like.
If you watch those movies, you think he's a horrible person. Like, he would overwork everybody. Like, when he would be the same company but two different teams. He'd pit them against each other and making them, like, overwork and crunch. And
I was gonna say, I'd see
sleep under their desk.
I've actually met Steve Wozniak. He seems like a cool guy.
Was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a great boss too. Like I said, only when I see him in person. They could be like horrible people in the background. I think he might be a good boss. And there's one other person I wanted to mention before we keep moving on. George Lucas.
Steven Spielberg.
James Cameron's actually. He is a terrible boss.
I heard he was a bad person.
I know that from a fact.
Yeah.
Through
means of people working for him?
Yeah, I would say quasi through personal experience. That dude is not. He's on his high horse that I'm the greatest person alive, so I know what I'm talking about, and he can treat other people like shit. He's a terrible boss.
He has a shit pass.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten Ellen'd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that Quentin Tarantino would be a fun boss.
I think he would be
he would just talk your ear off about movies all day and talk about different things that you wouldn't even think about when it comes to movies, but that fact because I will say that it was important because you would be your boss instead of movie business in general,
right?
Last
thing, I think Tim Burton would be a weird boss.
Yeah, very quiet,
like,
himself boss.
Yeah, like that guy's kind of strange, but yeah, sorry.
No worries. All right, guys, well, thanks for listening or watching, depending on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast at. So this is my idea about bad bosses or what makes a good boss. If you have a good or bad boss,
so when he posted to me, I swore he meant video game bosses. I was thinking,
maybe next
Seth
time.
Roth, Bison, okay, yeah, all right, those make good bosses. Thanos, but yeah, I'm sorry,
all good. Yeah. All right, guys,
so need to clarify.
Yeah, clarify. Sorry, work bosses. But yeah, thanks for subscribing. If you haven't, please do so. Yeah, feel free to leave comments if you have a good or bad boss. And if you are a good or bad boss, why are you a good or bad boss?
Yeah.
Video game boss or whatever.
Yeah.
On that note, I guess we'll see you later.
Peace.